the government seems to be responding to the outcry over President Trump's travel bans. An official of the Customs and Border Protection Agency says it's granting waivers to nearly 900 refugees because stopping them would cause undue hardship. But those waivers will not include a family of Syrian refugees that was scheduled to arrive in Cleveland today, the president's order banning all Syrian refugees indefinitely. So we want to touch base with someone we met as Republicans were nominating Donald Trump at their convention in Cleveland this summer. Danielle Drake is Community Relations Manager for Us Together, a refugee resettlement agency in Cleveland, which takes in around 800 refugees every year. Danielle, nice to speak with you again, although I'm sure the circumstances are tough for you. Where is the family now that you were getting ready to settle today?
Absolutely, Robin. Thanks for having me. This family is grounded in Turkey indefinitely. They will be in that refugee camp. They will continue to struggle, live off of food rations, and now they're being told that they might not ever be able to offer resettlement here in Cleveland or America.
What kind of vetting did they go through? Who are they?
So this is just, you know, what we would call kind of middle class family. The mother was a homemaker. She stayed home with the kids. The father was a tailor. He worked as a tailor in Syria, and he's been trying to do some work since they've been in Turkey. They've been there since 2014. They've been going through the vetting process for almost 3 years. They've done all their background screenings, multiple interviews with Department of Homeland Security. They're just a regular husband and wife with 4 young kids that just want their kids to be able to go to school safely.
Well, this summer we also spoke to a refugee who'd recently come to Cleveland from Syria. He was working in a beauty store there, Mohammed. He didn't want his full name used because he still had, at that point, family back home. And we asked him about people who were responding favorably to Donald Trump's campaign back then to ban Muslims entirely because they were afraid of terror attacks committed by people, you know, for instance, members of ISIS, committed in the name of Islam. Let's listen to Muhammad's response.
So the idea of extremism or terrorism is not within the scope of Islam. All of the people in Syria hate ISIS. They're killing a lot of people in Syria, so the Syrian people really don't like ISIS.
An interpreter, with the words of Mohammed, the Syrian you brought to Cleveland there. Danielle, what do you do about that disconnect? People are concerned that people coming from Syria are ISIS, but they are running from ISIS.
Right. Here's the thing. I think a lot of people have misinformation. If you look at any terror attacks that have been committed on U.S. soil or against Americans from 1980 to today, current, none of them have been committed by refugees or people from Syria. So if you look at the countries on this banned list, none of the people responsible for Boston Marathon bombings, 9/11, none of these people are on that banned list.
Well, and people are pointing to the Boston bombers, but they came a decade before the bombing from Chechnya. Chechnya is not on the list. Look, you said at the time, you had some stunning statistics that the city backs up about what refugees, how good they are for the city. Could you remind us?
Yeah, absolutely. We committed, we did an economic impact study in 2012 for all of Cuyahoga County, and we found that for every $1 refugee resettlement agencies spend on welcoming refugees to the city, the return on investment is 10 to 1. So refugees are paying taxes, buying goods, starting small businesses, buying houses, and buying cars. So by cutting the program in half across the entire United States, you're cutting cities like Cleveland, Buffalo, Detroit, their funding in half. People, Americans like me will lose their jobs potentially because the program won't be as it is today.
Well, Danielle, you just hit on something. What do you say to people, though, who support, and there are many of them, a recent Rasmussen report shows that a little over half of those polled support Donald Trump's temporary ban on some arrivals and indefinite ban on Syrian refugees. They think that this is some sort of oiled machine, that there are people working in it and people coming in, and it's a closed loop that they resent, but they are also afraid of.
Let me tell you something. If someone wants to do harm to America, they're not coming through the refugee program. There's no way they're going to get through that vetting. They'll find another way. And there are other countries that are not on the banned list. So, you know, the program that he has put in place now with the 7-country ban is not going to work.
That's Daniel Drake, Community Relations Manager for Us Together, a refugee resettlement agency in Ohio, a family they expected today. And I understand another one that you expected within the month. It included a 14-year-old boy. The father has been waiting for 4 years there in Cleveland to see his son.
Right. And they're not on the ban list. So this refugee is coming from Congo. But because there's a 120-day suspension on all refugees, he now can't come for at least 4 months, which means that his medical and his background screening will expire and he'll have to go through the entire process all over again. So it could be a year before this boy is reunited with his father.
Daniel, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we have this update on Mohammed, who we met in Cleveland. He still has family in Syria. They were not in the pipeline to come to the U.S. this month, but of course now there is an indefinite ban on Syrian refugees.